If I had to guess, Gene Wong's down in Charlottesville for this UVA presser, and he'll cover it. Like, in the article about Tony Bennett retiring, Tony Bennett, probably Virginia's winningest coach ever, announces his surprise retirement on the eve of the season. Period. Graph.
See, that throws me right there. The eve of the season? If you'd done it earlier and then you allow that coach, whoever's taking over, yes, the coach has been there. But everybody has a different way of doing things, and you wait until now to do it. There's some players that are
so
thrown.
It's a couple weeks out. Their first game is November 6th. So maybe not the eve of the season, but, I mean, it's October 18th.
Days.
Yeah. I think you're writing the story of Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett, Virginia's winningest all-time basketball coach, announces his surprise retirement 2 weeks before the start of the season. Graph.
Mm-hmm.
Bennett led the Cavaliers to the 2019 NCAA Men's Championship, the first in school history.
Yep.
Graph. Bennett was also the head coach for the first ever one seed to lose to a 16 seed in NCAA tournament history. That's how that goes, right? But I think what's most important...
Put it in, but it's just like when you write a story, and that story is written to where the negative thing is put in a point where it's a gloss over. You don't really... It's not there to where it has a lot of flair. So they'll find a way to write it. It'll be thrown into the story, but it's going to be somewhere where you're going to miss it in a sense.
I think the great people, probably in all of business and art and music, but certainly in sports, like overcoming adversity matters so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what makes that story that much better.
He overcame?
Yo, they lost to a 16 seed, and the next year they won the damn tourney. Like, I think it cements kind of the greatness. You know? That's just me, though. Tragedy into triumph. Jeff, what do you make of Bennett quitting October 18th?
See, when you put it like that, that makes it even worse. He quit. One thing you don't want your players to do, quit.
Bro, I know Mark Turgeon personally. He's an awesome dude, but it still bugs me that he quit on the Terps in the middle of the season.
And Tony Bennett bugs me because he's quitting on that team too.
We never know what's going on behind. It could have been something that's
sure.
just festering
that's
up. And
if it's something
just
medical-wise, I understand. But if he's just leaving because he don't want to deal with something, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I get you on that.
Toby?
Yeah, I mean, it's not shocking that he retired, I don't think. It's just shocking the timing of it. And I heard someone on with Grant and Danny yesterday say that Dean Smith retired on a similar timeline back in whenever he retired in October, whatever year that was. And he was basically saying that you kind of go through the course of things, and if you feel like you get to this point in the year and you're not going to be up for it, then that's the time to retire. But to me, you've got to make this decision a couple of months sooner to help out your basketball team. This is just a couple of weeks before the season, and all of a sudden the head man's gone. It's peculiar to me.
So
see, this is what I mean by we talked about this yesterday about coaches, and like you talked about Nick Sirianni. When players do it at the last second, they get destroyed. Why is it so cool for the coach to do it? It should be held across the board. If he's the guy that's held to a higher standard, he should do better. So I don't see it. I see if he just left because he don't want to deal with something, coward. If he left because of medical stuff, I understand totally. But if it's just I'm leaving, quitting now, coward.
It sure seems like that's what it is. And somebody pointed this out to me last night. His father, Dick Bennett, is a coaching legend, right? Coach at Wisconsin, coach at Washington State. When he was at Wisconsin, Bennett, his father, quit 3 games into the year. So there's like kind of a track record of it. And I almost think this is worse for Dick Bennett. Dick Bennett quit 3 games into the 2000 season, citing burnout. 3 years later, he took the Washington State job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, yeah. I tell you what, I don't know who's coaching Wisconsin now, but I believe Tony Bennett played for his father at Wisconsin, right? Look up the Wisconsin coach for me, Toby.
Greg Gard.
Guard. Better watch your neck. Because this dude just quit and is tired and doesn't like NIL or whatever it is. He's from Wisconsin.
Are they playing well right now?
I don't know a damn thing about them.
What was their record last year?
I'll tell you from my time up there, it's wishy-washy with Guard and all their coaches. So,
would you be at all shocked if 3 years from now he's refreshed, he's revitalized,
and he's refreshed and they got a hell of an NIL program? It'll be quicker than 3 years if that's what he's doing.
I don't think that's what he's doing.
I'm saying if that's what he's doing, I have the same mindset right now. If it's not medical, coward.
B, you're going to hate this if this is factual. Aiden Dollins on Twitter just tweeted me. Tony Bennett waited until now so that the kids can't actually do anything with their 30-day transfer window.
Straight coward.
If that's accurate, that is lame AF.
That's that bitch asses right now.